Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, Ireland has an underlying deficit of 256,000 homes. The housing assistance payment is fueling rent inflation. And as a state, we spend more and get less than almost every other state in Europe. They're among the key findings of the Housing Commission, whose report was published by the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, this week. Well, I'm joined in the studio now by Chair of the Housing Commission, John O'Connor. John, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
Good to have you with us here this morning. What you describe in the report is fairly dire, as I've outlined there. Like, we've so many problems to overcome in the housing sector. Can you tell us if they can be solved by following the recommendations in this report? Do you believe that?
Yes, I think we can, you know, solve our housing problem and our housing issues. It's about taking a much, you know, longer term view and putting in a system where we can be sure that we can deliver the housing that we need and adjust it as needed. So that's what the commission was focused on. What are the historical issues in relation to housing? Where are we going from the future point of view? And what are the basic building blocks that we need to put in place?
Mm-hmm. To surmount these very great problems.
Yes.
Dara O'Brien, as I mentioned, the Housing Minister, published this report. But he said that he's already implemented about two-thirds or nearly three-quarters of your recommendations, or they're in train. Do you have evidence of that?
We have the Housing for All plan in place, and there's a lot of work being done under the Housing for All plan. The Housing Commission report was to build on that and to put in things on a much more stable footing into the future. So yeah, a lot of work has been done, but we need to build on that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Housing Commission, there's probably four main building blocks that we're saying needs to be done. One, we need to recognise the current issues that we face. One being there is a housing deficit. It was built up over a decade after our financial crisis, where there was no houses built. So we need to address that. We need to recognise that we need to provide that housing. We need to put a supply system in place, or improve the supply system, where we have a focus on delivering housing, and that we need to see housing as a key priority for our society and from an economic point of view.
But the government is telling us we're doing all that. You've sat for two and a half years is when you were appointed.
Yes.
You have had dozens of meetings. You gave up your time to provide this strategic advice to the government. And then they turn around and say, but we're doing all that anyway.
There is an amount being done. But what we'd be saying, that one, we need to build on that. We need to get a system that one can deliver the housing, that we need. We need to give homes for people a priority. We need to, recognise that and prioritise that, in whole of government and in our society more broadly.
And it's not happening then, is what you're saying. It's not happening to the extent that it needs to happen.
Yeah, we need to build on it. A lot of our issues were following the financial crisis, so we need to build on that. One thing where we're saying is there's often a lot of blockages in terms of delivery. We need water, for a housing land and housing
basic
sites,
services.
Basic services. And we need to ensure that the whole system is saying, look, we need these houses and we need to remove those blockages. Everybody needs to coordinate together. So, look, we need to work together. This housing is needed and all row in together behind that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to ensure that we have adequate finances behind an adequate funding, both from the private sector and the public sector. And then we need to go about, building that housing and ensuring that we're doing what's needed.
You see, the prices are continuing to rise, and you'll have people who are waiting to buy and hoping to buy, and they'll be hoping that there is a price crash on the horizon. What do you say to them?
And I think house prices, housing costs have risen significantly, both for people buying and for people renting. And we need to reduce housing costs and housing prices. And one way of doing that is to further increase the housing supply. So the housing supply has been increasing over the last number of years. We need to continue to increase housing supply. Plus, we need to recognise that there is a housing deficit that we need to take, in addition to what we're supplying, emergency action to deal with that, because we can't be saying to someone who's living at home, wants to form a family, to say, well, things will be fixed in 10 years' time or 20 years' time. We need to fix them in a shorter period of time.
And how quickly can they be fixed, do you believe?
Everybody knows housing takes time, but over a period of 5 to 10 years, with a serious focus on it and a consistent approach, they can be addressed. Mm-hmm. But it needs a lot of attention. The countries that have worked well are countries where they have a housing policy, and it lasts, from government to government, and everybody's bought into this approach in terms of.
So there's consistency.
Consistency across, is really important.
Across administrations.
Yes.
Because you found that we do spend more on housing here, but we get less than almost every other government in Europe. Why is that?
We are delivering the housing. Where it is often we might have an approach where funding is being provided, but the state isn't capturing it, in terms of we need to take more of an investment approach. So if the state has land provided for housing, but retain ownership of that land, and when you're, providing housing, make sure that the money has been returned eventually, and then can support people into the future. So it's more about taking an investment approach and recycling funds. There's lots of areas where we need to provide the funding that's needed, but make sure it comes back and is used for people into the future.
But you also said earlier that we need private investment too.
We do, yes. We need pension funds. We need, banks to have sufficient funding to lend mortgages. So we need, that private funding as well.
Because, John, some would say that the strategy has been to keep the house prices high, to attract the large institutional landlords here. I mean, do you believe the very premise of the government's housing policy has steered us in the wrong direction since the housing crash?
No, I don't think so. I think the aim should be, we need to really focus on delivering housing. We need, going back to that point, we need to see housing as a priority. We need to get house prices, down to what people can afford and to rent. And the way to do that is to make sure we have an efficient system, put an efficient system in place to deliver housing, build it, and get people working together. The one thing that came up throughout the work of the commission, we did a lot of consultation with a range of people right throughout the housing sector, and it's about making the system work smoother. So if housing can be delivered more efficiently, prices can come down.
And I suppose what people will be asking is that not what is happening now? Because we have been told that this government's primary focus for the last number of years certainly has been on fixing the housing crisis. And are you saying that they're still not getting elements of this right?
There's elements that the government have put in which are very effective. And we're actually saying, in relation to some of it, is actually stick to those. For instance, the government introduced an Affordable Housing Act, provision of affordable purchase housing and cost rental housing. So what we're saying is that's good. Now stick to it. We need more cost rental housing. Mm-hmm. So the important thing is not to change, that policy, to stick that wet approach. So we are suggesting that up to 20% of all housing stock should be social housing or cost rental housing. And we're saying the most important thing now is consistency.
Okay, something like the housing assistance payment, for example. Very many people in vulnerable situations are using that to secure housing, but you find it has an inflationary impact on rents.
Yeah, what the commission, members are saying in relation to, the commission is saying in relation to housing assistance payment, it should be seen as a short to medium term measure, but from the state's point of view, should be looking at investing and owning the housing, so you're not paying out money on a constant basis. There will always be a need for housing assistance payment, as there was for rent supplement. But we think, you know, the state should focus on ensuring they get ownership of social housing into the future.
So right now, that are you saying that HAP is being overused and we're in a spiral really where the state is trapped in that system?
Well, we need to ensure that we're not continuing relying on more and more housing for the housing assistance payment and keep increasing the amount of housing mm-hmm. under that. We need to say, well, actually, we need to own the housing. The state needs to own the housing. And that's what I say about investing. It's about the state. They should be more focused on capital expenditure than current expenditure. Let's own the properties and control the properties.
Okay. And tell me, why is there nothing in your report on the proposed referendum on housing?
Separate to the main report, we submitted to the minister the proposed wording for a referendum on housing. So it's a separate report. To our main report.
But you have three members backing a minority report. Does that suggest that the Commission became derailed on that issue?
The Commission didn't become derailed. I think in relation to what the Commission was asked to do was to come up with a proposed wording for a referendum on housing. And what I would ask anybody who is particularly interested is to read that report. And we have a proposed wording for an amendment to referendum to the Constitution, which has two aspects. The first aspect is that the state recognises housing and homes, the importance of homes to families and to people and to our community. So the first is recognising the importance mm-hmm. of home, which is an aspirational thing item. And the second aspect of that proposed wording is a right of access to adequate housing. For all our citizens. And that aligns with, there's a UN international covenant in terms of social, economic and cultural rights. It aligns with that. It also aligns with a European Social Charter. Mm. I'd ask everybody to read that. We had a healthy debate in the Commission. There was a number of members of the Commission who didn't think there should be a referendum on housing, and they prepared a minority report. And that would reflect views in society. So I think it was very healthy. The Commission worked very well in terms of having a wide range of views.
All right, John, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much for coming in. That's John O'Connor, who's chair of the Housing Commission. Now, we're going to find out what's been happening since Rishi Sunak made that shock announcement in the UK that there will be a general election on the 4th of July.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Marty in the evening.